This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sometimes you hear of older people coming to faith, people who didn't believe, perhaps even were antagonistic to belief. I think the classic example is the Damascus Road experience of the Apostle Paul. But in the news recently has been a new convert to Christianity, the very famous atheist A.N. Wilson. Now, you know something about A.N. Wilson, Greg. Tell us a little about him.
Yeah, well, he's a British writer. He's a novelist and a biographer. I guess he's come to fame, really, by being incredibly sceptical about religion. He's always been around Christian things, you know, living in Oxford. He actually started training for the priesthood at one point. But he went the other way and became a really huge critic of Christians. And he's written biographies on Tolstoy, on C.S. Lewis, and actually on Jesus and the Apostle Paul, whom you mentioned. You'd have to say his work on Jesus is incredibly sceptical. I mean, he thinks the Gospels give us a great miracle worker, a very charismatic, holy man, but not someone who thought of himself as God or divine in any way, and certainly not someone who was on a mission to save the world. In fact, he'd make some really wild claims, such as the wedding at Cana was actually Jesus' wedding, which sounds a bit Dan Brown to me.
He also was quite scathing about C.S. Lewis, the great Christian scholar. What was his problem with Lewis?
He certainly was. In fact, he critiqued Lewis's life through a kind of psychoanalytic pathway, which means he looked back to say, well, what kind of things happened to him in his childhood between his parents and him and so forth that affected his pathway? He made some fairly outlandish claims about Lewis's sexuality. I mean, it's a good biography in many parts, but it just shows, I guess, the agenda that's running behind his work.
Now, he, in describing his atheism, says he was drawn to that atheism mainly because of how hip and cool it was amongst the intellectual elite in which he, you know, moved.
Isn't that funny? Yeah. He thought he was obliged, in a way, to be an atheist because otherwise he'd just seem to be a dag. You know, it's a kind of reverse of the problem for some religious people who think, oh, you know, this is I've just got to do this, you know, because I've got to reject this because it's too daggy.
So what happened? How has this man come back to a real faith, it seems, according to all the news reports and the interview with him?
Well, funnily enough, it's actually something that's very akin to what happened to C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis described becoming a Christian as slowly waking up and sort of seeing the sun rise. And as the sun rose, you saw the whole world for what it really was. And Wilson describes a very similar thing. He started to see that at heart, he really did believe the teachings of Christianity, and that the reasons he kept providing for himself not to believe were actually just smokescreens. So he describes himself as being very dissatisfied with what you might call the naturalist view of human nature, that we're just beasts, we're destined for the dust. And he actually thinks that as he reflected on our capacity to communicate with each other, to use language, the depth of connection between human beings, he said, at our heart, we must be spiritual. There's got to be something more going on than just flesh and blood and atoms.
So it wasn't really a sort of scientific proof of God's existence and so on that led him to faith. It was more, I don't know how you'd describe it, aesthetics?
It was aesthetics and ethics. He said, Christianity looks beautiful and it looks good. He looked around at some of the people that he admired. So he talks about comparing Hitler with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, for example. Two figures from the same period, one a neo-Darwinian monster, Hitler that is, in case you're worried, and one a really self-sacrificial humanitarian who actually believed that Jesus is the source of life and mercy. And he started to think, who's got the better life? Whose worldview has played out in a way that's more convincing and more beautiful and better?
And he came to be compelled by what's called the moral argument for the existence of God. Can you explain that and how that seems to have worked in his thinking?
Yeah, well, basically, it's the idea that if you're going to believe in morality at all, it leads you back to the idea that there's a moral giver or a judge of some point, of some sort, which means God. So the idea that actually the fact that we are so moral as creatures, that we really think there is right and wrong, that we're driven by justice and questions like that, can only be grounded in the fact that there is someone behind all of that who has made that possible, and that person is God. That's the moral argument in chatty terms. And it's a really strong one, I think. Again, C.S. Lewis was convinced by it. It was a sense of understanding that human beings are just much more than animals. There's so much more going on, and reflecting on that leads you towards belief in God rather than away from it.
He, A.N. Wilson, said that he started to feel uncomfortable in atheist circles. He didn't quite like them in recent
years. He just didn't
years.
Like his atheist friends. And I think that's as life goes on, you start to look at those around you. You see the fruits of their beliefs. You see the kind of choices they've made. I should say at this point, this is not to say that all atheists are horrible people by any means. You know, we both have wonderful atheist friends. And you can certainly do many good things in your life without believing in God. But he looked around and he started to see that people who were driven by faith actually made the kind of choices in life that he admired. And those who were his atheist friends seemed to be getting angrier, seemed to be getting more bitter, seemed to be disliking the world more. And those sorts of things led him back towards church. I mean, he wrote lots of books in the period where there was a lot of doubts about Christianity, the late Victorian England, and he looked at writers like George Eliot and Thomas Hardy, and he thought that intellectually Christianity was just a myth. But as his life went on, as he examined those questions a bit more deeply, he started to think that that story of Jesus had more truth to it than falsehood.
It's just wonderful that people can be honest enough to admit that they've taken a wrong path, and even later in life, even though they're a public figure, they can say, hang on, there is something to this Christian faith.
It's a great thing because, you know, I felt quite sceptical when A.N. Wilson came to faith, he having written so many books that have made me angry. But I feel a bit like the older son in the prodigal son story in the scriptures, you know, having to look and say, well, you know, what a great thing that he's come home and that God would welcome him with open arms.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.